Iceland's not focusing on falling ash right now. A big issue at the moment is salt. We're not talking about the kind you sprinkle on food. We're talking about the kind you sprinkle on roads to stop your car from sliding around the ice. But maybe we're talking about both. It seems Icelanders have been seasoning their food with industrial or road salt for 13 years without realizing it. Thora Arnósdóttir is the news editor at Icelandic National Broadcasting in Reykjavik, and she's been covering the salt scandal.
It's actually a really strange story. There is a brewing company, a Skallagrimsson, it's called, that has been importing this salt, this industrial salt, from a Dutch company called AkzoNobel for at least the last 13 years. And they have been selling it as table salt to food manufacturers. And we're talking not just to two or three companies. It's around 100 companies that have been buying from them. And in the bills, it says table salt, food salt. But when you see the bags, I mean, it says in huge block letters, industrial salt. And there is a picture of a factory. It's not a picture of a knife and fork, which you put on stuff that is meant for food. So I find it very hard to believe that they had no clue. I mean, it's probably cheaper. That's why they bought it.
Thora, what kind of food products did this industrial salt make its way into?
All kind of food. I mean, processed meat products, some fish, even some milk products, because they put a tiny little bit of salt in that. I mean, bakeries. So it's been in bread. It's been in almost anything imaginable, any food that is made here and uses salt.
Who discovered this mistake, if we can call it a mistake?
Well, apparently it was the Icelandic Food and Veterinary Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was not that they said, hey, what are you doing? What is this? Stop this immediately. They said, oh, you've been using this. Well, you know, you might just as well finish the stock and then change to table salt. This obviously caused an outrage.
Thora, is salt controlled by a single business in Iceland? Is it a monopoly?
No, it's not a monopoly. But, I mean, this brewer, Skallagrimsson, is a very old and established company, very well trusted. It's one of those old family businesses that you would trust.
Now, rolled salt or ice salt and table salt, they're both sodium chloride. But why isn't industrial salt safe to eat? I mean, what are the health risks after 13 years of consumption?
Apparently, there are no health risks because it turns out, yes, there is a tiny little bit more of copper, but nothing that poses a health risk. But the point is that there could have been, because industrial salt is produced not for human consumption.
Mm.
So there could have been a lot of harm done, and that's the fact. I mean, that's what we have to look at. We were lucky enough that in this case, it turns out there was no health risk. But how is it possible that a company imports industrial salt, which is not produced for human consumption, sells it as table food for years and years, and no one says a word? Not the importer, not the companies that have been buying it. You know, it's kind of shouting at you when you see the bags, to tell you the truth, like I described. I mean, you have a picture of a factory
right
on the salt bag. So it's incredible. It's just a really bad feeling, and it's disrespectful of the consumer. It took days for the company to say, we apologize, because they just thought it wasn't such a big deal.
Thora, how big is this scandal?
Well, because it hasn't really posed a health risk, it's not as big a scandal as it could have been, but it's just the last one in a series of cases where Icelanders are discovering that even though we have maybe quite a good legislation and regulation, the bodies that are supposed to enforce this, inspect this, and make sure that they're followed, they're just not functioning. We can't trust them. And that's the big scandal.
Thora Arnósdóttir, a news editor at Icelandic National Broadcasting in Reykjavik. Thank you very much.
Thank you.